Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu.
Hey, big news, sports fans. Last night, your hometown boys of summer, the lowly Red Sox, won a game of baseball. They rallied and snapped their longest losing streak of the season, 7 games against the Seattle Mariners. Small consolation, perhaps, for a team that has shipped some of its biggest stars across the country and has virtually no hope of making it into the playoffs. But hey, they won, so that's something.
But is anybody actually still paying attention to the Sox anymore? I mean, why should we?
The telling sign is when you have to give away your best player, the guy who you plan to build your franchise around, when you have to do that, something is horribly broken. And, you know, you're not going to fire the team.
Okay, so that was Curt Schilling, who may not be able to manage a business, but says he knows how to manage the Red Sox. He's a former player, of course, and ESPN analyst. And here to talk more about the Sox is WBUR's host of Only a Game, Bill Littlefield. Hey there, Bill.
Hello, Magda.
So what do you think about Schilling's analysis here?
I hope he's not the next manager.
But I mean, he remarked that the Red Sox have dumped a bunch of high profile players, Adrian Gonzalez, along with those high priced salaries. And there's still talk, apparently, about also getting rid of manager Bobby Valentine, too?
Well, when your team loses as many games as the Red Sox have lost, and Anthony mentioned, of course, the current losing streak broken just yesterday, you got to talk about firing the manager, even if it's not the manager's fault. And I haven't been inside the clubhouse recently, so I can't tell you to what extent it's the manager's fault.
But, Bill, there is a silver lining in this dark cloud of a Red Sox season, and here it is. You can actually go to a ball game if you're so inclined, without spending a king's ransom.
Have they stopped claiming that every game is a sellout? I think that time has come, don't you?
I think the time has come. But the point is, tickets are available. I've been to a couple of games this season and actually managed to find tickets at less than exorbitant prices. There's a silver lining if you just like the game.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. I remember when I first moved to Boston many years ago, I could walk through the fence and buy my ticket for $1.50 and see a game in the bleachers, and there was no talk of sellouts.
See, now we know who the fair weather fans are. That's what I'm thinking. But let's move on, if we can, to women's soccer, Bill, because there is some big news from the United States women's team. And this is, of course, the same team that took home the gold at the London Olympics. Head coach Pia Sundhage is moving to Sweden. Tell us about that and a little bit about her.
Well, moving back to Sweden, this is, of course, where she began. She was a great player in Sweden and coached there. Coached here in Boston, coached the Breakers back in 2003. Part of the great fun of following that team was Pia Sundhage, who would often break into song during press conferences. It was really quite extraordinary. I will say this about the team in Sweden. I don't know how fast they're going to get better, but they're sure going to have more fun playing soccer than they did before she came back to Sweden. She was an absolute infusion of joy into the national team, led them to 2 Olympic triumphs, led them back to the finals of the World Cup where they lost that heartbreaker. She is a great addition to whatever team she chooses to associate herself with, and I couldn't be happier for Sweden, and I think it's a terrible loss for the U.S.
team. I know, sad for us.
She was great.
Finally, Bill, if you're not interested in watching the Democrats at the DNC tonight, there's another little TV event that you can follow.
Yes.
All right, you know what we're talking about. The NFL season begins with a game between the Dallas Cowboys and the team that beat the Pats in the Super Bowl last season, the New York Giants. But how rare is it to have an NFL game on a Wednesday night?
It's exceedingly rare, except when the President of the United States is going to speak on Thursday night. They did not wish to conflict with that. But after this week, we will be back to the standard Sunday, Monday, Thursday season, schedule of games, NFL games, until they decide that we'll watch on any night they put it on, and then they'll start broadcasting regularly on Wednesday and Tuesday and Saturday as well.
Bill Littlefield is the host of NPR's Only a Game. You can hear him every Saturday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. right here on WBUR, and of course on Wednesdays with us at Radio Boston. Bill, thank you as always.
Thank you, Magna.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at Boston.com. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.